There's renewed debate this morning over special counsel Robert Mueller's report into Russian election interference. Yesterday, Mueller made his first public comments about his two-year-long investigation. He said federal rules prohibit him from charging a sitting president, so any further action is up to Congress. Mueller also made it clear he's not eager to testify before Congress.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
After Mueller's remarks yesterday, President Trump said the case is closed. For more on this, we're joined now by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Good morning.
So one of the things that Special Counsel Mueller said yesterday is something that folks are focusing on. Let's listen to a bit of tape.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
How do you interpret that remark, Congressman?
Well, I interpreted that Special Counsel Mueller believes the president probably did commit a crime. And if you read his report, there's lots and lots and lots of documentation to that effect. Hmm. So I think he's asking Congress, it is up to you to now determine what the proper course forward is. And I personally believe that the next step is for the House Judiciary Committee to open up an inquiry to formally begin considering whether impeachment is warranted. I think we're at that point where Congress needs to take that action.
Now, House Speaker Pelosi has not been on board with that idea and says that more needs to be done to build a case here to make sure that the case is strong enough to warrant some intense scrutiny. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, there are multiple oversight investigations going on. Some of them related directly to the Mueller report. Some of them are dealing with other issues that are of great concern, the president's financial dealings, for example. But I think the purpose of a formal inquiry is to do just that, is to build a case to determine whether or not impeachment is warranted. Look, I respect Speaker Pelosi, and I respect her leadership. And at the end of the day, nothing is moving forward unless there's a consensus within the Democratic caucus. But as for me, I have just come to the conclusion that, you know, this is the time when the Judiciary Committee ought to open up a formal impeachment inquiry.
Now, you're chair of the Rules Committee, so you're one of the highest ranking House Democrats to support this idea. How do you think it stands with your colleagues right now?
Well, look, you know, we're on our break this week. We'll go back into session next week. We'll obviously talk about this stuff. And look, I understand, you know, in order to do this, I mean, we need to build consensus within our caucus and hopefully get some Republicans. And it is very important that if we move forward, that whatever we do has to have credibility. It can't be viewed as a partisan type of investigation or inquiry. It has to be credible. And I'm very, very sensitive to that. But I'm just giving you my opinion. Look, the President of the United States, you know, was engaged in an extensive and troubling pattern of, you know, of trying to obstruct justice and cover up, you know, potential crimes. And I find that very troubling. And if we don't do something, we don't act, then, you know, what are we saying for the future? What kind of precedent are we setting? I think this is serious enough that we need to take this next step.
Now, Special Counsel Mueller also made it clear yesterday that, if we put it mildly, he's reluctant to speak with Congress. Would you try to get him to testify?
Well, I mean, I think it would be helpful for him to testify. I'm not sure what kind of limits would be put on his testimony by the administration. But look, I would encourage everybody to read the report. The report that he issued, you know, is quite extensive. And one of the things he said yesterday that I think is important to repeat, and that was at the beginning and the end of his comments, he reminded everybody what this is about. Russia, a foreign adversary, interfered in the 2016 elections, and they're going to do it again unless Congress does something about it. So this is a very, very, this is not a hoax, as the president says. This is about a very serious breach in terms of our election security. And, you know, we ought to take this seriously, and we ought to take this investigation seriously, and we ought to act accordingly.
But Trump supporters say, you know, let's move on. There was a two-year special investigation. We've got a 400-page report. There is now a new public statement from the person who wrote that more than 400-page report. This is what we have. Relitigating just further divides the country. What do you say to those folks?
Well, what was the point of the report? I mean, the report that Mr. Mueller issued details extensively obstruction of justice, details the enthusiastic way that the Trump team welcomed the assistance of the Russian government. And Mueller said that, you know, yesterday there's no exoneration, and he said that he could not indict the president because of standing Justice Department policy that a sitting president can't be indicted. But he said that we can't. But if we believe that he was guilty of no crimes, we would say so. He didn't say that. I mean, he was quite clear what the report said and what it didn't say. And I think he basically was asking Congress, you know, look, it's not when the ball's now in your court. I did my job. You have to do your job.
So you expect that when you return to Washington, this will be front and center?
I expect we'll talk about this, you know, extensively on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
All right. Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks so much for speaking with Morning Edition.
All the best.